Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Welcome to Dope Town 3000. We are the premier freestyle hip hop meets improv comedy meets storytelling podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to start this podcast the way we start every podcast. We're going to go on to twitter.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to check out some trending topics, and we're going to spit some introductory bars off the dome. I'm Greg Smith. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
Zora Beacon Gaga.
What up?
What's on Twitter?
All right, so what trends for you all? We have hashtag love is. We have hashtag the date was great until. We have Lanny Davis, who I think has something to do with Cohen. Whatever. Craig Zadan.
So far, date was great until is okay. My
top back runner. To school tunes, and I think yeah. So what's
I mean,
what's
is anything better than date was great until?
I mean, the date was
oh,
until.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
Who got is him. This person?
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Sorry, I am possessed by XXX Tentacion.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's like a plausible thing.
Yeah, oh. It is.
I don't want to reference him on the podcast. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, can you X that out?
Can you X that out? Can you? All right. I think we get to keep it just for that pun. But anyway.
I'm okay with that, I guess.
I love
if the world knows that I was uncomfortable with it, but also they get that joke.
All right. Sure. I'm on board with that.
Okay. And I do puns just to see Greg's chest. His physical reaction.
Yeah, it's a very an aliens bursting situation.
I'm xenomorphing over here.
Yeah. Word.
Xenomorphing on him.
Xenomorphing on him.
The date.
Xenomorphing on him. Okay.
The date was great until. Okay.
Great. Cool.
I've been swiping left all day and all night, but now I see a hunky guy and I'm finna swipe right. I'm going out tonight. You know I think I will funk. He messaged me, can he take me out to a fancy restaurant? I meet him at 8, and I must say his body looks great. We get some wine, and I must say the conversation is fine. I can start to see with this guy a future until he suddenly casually reveals that he fucking is a birther. The date was great until. I said the date was great until. Well, I thought I'd take him home to my mama, but she's got bad views on Obama. The date was great until.
Listen, saw this girl, I liked her mouth. Then she told me she was from the South. Yeah, she had that bad grandma, didn't care. She said she was from Alabama. I said, cool, yeah, man, I'll be down. She said, hey, let's go downtown. Yeah, she didn't give a fuck. She was, oh shit, man, let's take my fucking truck. Then she was like, oh shit, man, I'm Caucasian. Saw a little dude on the road, he was Asian. She yelled out the window, yo, you're fucking slow. Yeah.
Whoa.
Expletive.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh no, what's the case? You're a racist. Yeah, oil spill until I spun out. Yeah, I had freaking out of this girl. I went out the freaking truck. Why, man? Just out of luck. Yeah, not cool. Not cool.
Date was great until.
Thought you were playing them God bad views on Asian and
yo, I met this guy, thought he was Adora Bull. Then he was showing up to our first date in a fedora. Ew, yeah, yeah. Oh man, and if that was not enough to cause you some shock, the dude also showed up in sandals and he's wearing socks. Like, what the fuck? Man, Oh, I'm looking at his outfit and I'm like, oh no. Looking at his pants and I'm realizing they are shorts, but they are cargo. Oh man, did you get dressed in the dark or are you even trying? What is this button-up shirt you are wearing? Oh my god, that shirt is Hawaiian. Like, what is this whole outfit? And how did you go outside? And how do you feel so pride? You don't have a bride for this reason. You're not dressed for any season. There's no sexual teasing. I do not find you appealing.
The day was great
until he showed up and looked like a 14-year-old boy had given him fashion advice. No.
The day was great
until I had to imagine all of the pictures right next to him and saying that I was his wife, but he was a doctor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when I saw his profile, I was like, gosh, sir.
Wow.
Maybe this dude here, he has got a lot to offer.
Wow.
Yeah. Family's rich, yeah, he's got a lot of money in his coffers. Probably a lot of offers. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess when it comes to choosing potential lovers, I guess you can't judge a book by its covers. And even if it ain't quite my druthers, there is someone for this man, for him to get under the covers. The date will be great
until they say something that's racist. The date will be great until they show up and don't look like profile faces. Until they just leave you in the trunk of their car. Then they start to drive far.
Oh, oh.
The date was great. Until.
Until.
The date he committed was great. Kidnapping.
Until.
That is why
I thought it was love time, but it was a literal crime. The date was great.
Until.
The date wasn't great.
Hey, welcome back. We are with a just wonderful, talented writer slash comedian slash everything. You may have seen her on Insecure or heard her on Spontanea Nation or The Daily Zeitgeist or Improv for Humans. Give it up for Lacey Mosley.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming here. We are just so blessed. So blessed to have you here. We got to act together in a movie that's gonna be coming up in wherever.
Yeah,
it's a rom-com.
Yeah, it's called The Wedding Year.
Yeah. But we're not here to promote that. We are here to hear about your story and rap about it. So tell us something dope that has happened to you.
Okay, I realized that when you guys said dope that this isn't necessarily dope what happened, but I guess it was dope how I handled it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a dope, dope ass. Tell us about your dope ass response.
My grandma's a really cool lady who taught me a lot about life. When I was young, she used to trick me into thinking that, well, I think she wanted me to just be proud to be black. But when I was a kid, she was like, oh, Lacey, you know that only black people can sing and only black people can dance and only black people are like good at math.
Yeah.
And like, I like hardcore believed her.
Yeah, because it's true, but.
Yeah, I remember when I saw Christina Aguilera sing for the first time, I was like, wait, grandma, she's not black though, like, whoa, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But my grandma used to like, tell me crazy stuff like this, like, all the time. Like, I remember I was 8, she was like, you know, and when you have a drink at a party, like, don't leave it behind because somebody will put something in it. I'm like, grandma, I'm 8, like, what kind of, like, a birthday party, like a children's birthday party, like, uh-huh. Like, she was just insane. Like, she had the crazy ass anecdotes. She told me once she like hit her sister in the head with a hammer because she was getting on her nerves. I don't know. She was just, it was a lot. But damn. To be fair, my Aunt Charlene, who is still alive because she's evil, and when you're evil, you live for a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was crazy and she was evil, so I could understand why somebody might hit her in the for head with sure. a hammer.
Yeah, where are they from?
We're from Texas.
Okay.
So all like kind of North Texas, but like outside in the southern town called Kemp. which is super duper small. Mm. And like, there was only one food restaurant. It was called Sack a Burger. Okay. And my mom worked there. And like, to tell you how hometowny it was, like my mom would like have a chili Tuesday where she would make her own chili. And I'm like, this definitely can't be like health code regulations. Like, you just work here. Like you're making your own chili and selling it. And then I was like, mom, were you paying the restaurant for that? No, she was just scamming money off of the restaurant, selling her own chili.
Damn.
Yeah, so I come from a long line of scammers. Okay. But to the point of this, like, my grandma was always very protective of me and like made me very like kind of paranoid and like aware of the world. And I remember I had a brief stepdad before my real stepdad. Call him step and a half dad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Half step dad.
Half step.
Ooh, half step dad.
It's a half step.
He was a half step to a step dad.
Okay.
And this all comes back to my grandma, I promise. But so I remember being 5 and having this important envelope, and I was like a badass kid in school, but I would like be charming and funny, so mm-hmm. I would like get away with lots of shit. But I had this like folder, and I remember my teacher saying it was really important, so I thought maybe it could be like, oh, like, you know, I got in trouble, they trying to snitch on me. So I opened it and read it, and it wasn't. I think it was about school being out someday, but yeah, some date. So I give it to my dad, and I was like, this is important. Well, my half-stepdad. I give it to him, and I'm like, this is important. He doesn't read it and ends up dropping me off at school when there was no school. My mom was at work. Mm. I was 5. So, oh my. So like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, where do I go?
Yeah.
So I go back to my apartment, which was, like, super close to the school. And, of course, both my parents are, well, half-stepdad and my mom are gone.
So you're just locked out.
Yeah, so I was totally locked out. So then I was like, fuck, all right, well, I'm going to just chill in the park with all the other little kids. I'm just blend in with all the other kids. Yeah. Then, like, ain't nobody going to know I'm, like, a missing kid. Because, you know, that was back when, like, all the little missing kids stories were coming out, and, you know,
yeah, poly class and all that shit.
Yeah, and the ones who got away. And my grandma used to always big up the little missing kids who got away, because she was like, Lacey, like, if you like out here in some missing situations, like, just make sure, you know, if you got a jacket on, just stiff arm out of the jacket when they try to grab you by the jacket and keep running, start chopping on them.
Oh my god!
So my whole
she's
plan,
a survivor.
No matter what,
I'm like, just running with your arms behind you,
yes,
like an anime character,
right? And I'm like, why would you give me this invite? Like, that was like, she must have been like a conspiracy theory or something. Now I think about it, because like everything was like worst case scenario. Oh. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was like, all right, I got this. So I was chilling at the park, and this nanny had her kid at the park. So I was just trying to play like adjacent to them, trying to look like I was with them. You know, you were trying to. Yeah. I guess this is probably more of a women thing. Like, women know this. Like, when you're out by yourself, sometimes you'll act like you're with people. When you see a creepy dude, you'd be like.
Like a group of women.
Yeah, if it's a group of other women, or even I pretended I was with a man before, like, who was at a car. I was like, open the door, Steve. Oh, wow. Why are you playing with me? You're so crazy, Steve. Open the door.
He's like, what?
Just to like get away from like creepy people. So I was like kicking it next to her, like, yeah, we making a sandcastle. It was like, we do not know you, look at her. Straight up was like, and maybe she was worried about getting deported or something, because I spoke Spanish. I kid you not. This is Texas.
Little 5-year-old Spanish speaking Lacey.
So I'm like, speaking Spanish to her, and I was like, can I just stay with y'all for the day? Like, because my parents left me. And they were like, no. I don't know why in my head it's now the woman from Family Guy.
No.
But it's not that. I'm not a racist. But no, she was just like, nah, you know, you can't. Like, it's not safe. I was like, okay. So I left the park. I mean, so I was like, jig is up. She was the only person in the park with her daughter the kid she was babysitting. So I was look, like, this is over. So I went through the neighborhood, because my uncle lived across the expressway. And there was like a freeway in between the apartments.
Holy
So I was like, okay, I'm about to go across the expressway.
This is some baby's day out shit. Just so you know. Like, you're describing a 90s, like,
sure.
Right, comedy. It really was. I think the only reason I remember it so vividly is because it's so traumatizing. But, like, so I see this group of people out by, you know how apartment complexes have that leasing office?
Mm-hmm.
So there were people in front of the leasing office, and some of them I had seen around the neighborhood. I think they had just worked for the apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were like, hey, little girl. where your family? And then grandma's flight mode came and I stiff armed back. I just started chopping. So I'm like,
for real?
Yes, I ran away from these people. I had no idea. Uh-huh. Like hid behind the house, like one of the apartment complex houses, and waited by the pool area because I was like, I'm not getting snatched. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. I'm not going down like that. So I go out and I cross the freeway. It's like a 6-way highway. And damn. to my uncle's apartment complex. So I go up there to see if they're home, and there's a bunch of construction happening. So I'm kind of like trying to be stealth because it's all these little construction workers, you know, bopping around and shit. I get up there and my uncle and my aunt aren't home. So I go back across the freeway, and this time I'm on the island waiting to get past, Frogger pass more traffic.
I imagine you hiding under like a traffic cone, like in Toy Story.
So I'm like on this freeway island, and randomly one of my daycare teachers is driving by.
Stop it.
And she's like, Lacey? And I was like, oop.
And then I went stiff arm.
And then I was going to the
shopping
the
car.
But she was like, what are you doing out here? And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? So she ended up taking me to, I guess, a security desk. And then I gave them all my parents' information because, of course, I knew it.
Right.
And then they called my mom and they got me. And my mom eventually came. And I was the most scared I think I've ever seen my mom in my life. And it wasn't her fault. Half stepdad fucked it all up.
Yep. Yeah.
And half stepdad was weird. He was always drinking the Kool-Aid out the jar. And stuff, you know.
It's not just powder in my house, what you're describing. Yeah,
he would put the water in the jar and like...
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, like he would, like the Kool-Aid would be...
In the Kool-Aid jar, the mixing jar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Already mixed.
Not the can.
Back in the day when I would drink Kool-Aid, which I can't imagine ever putting my kids through that. But I'm a bougie snob now.
Right, so it would be like drinking milk out the carton.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then, like he was just negligent. And I remember the next day, my mom put some overalls on me, and then I never saw half stepdad again after that.
Yeah, because he got the step in.
Yeah, he had to get to
he had to stiff arm and start chopping on him.
She pulls a Martin on, she just get the step in, half step.
Half stepdad, yeah. And then I had a new stepdaddy before I knew it.
I love the overalls detail too. Yeah.
So that's all
like there's going to be some change. So here's some overalls.
Some transition overalls.
Yellow overalls.
So I associate the color yellow and overalls.
Right.
Wait, so you got those as like kind of like a consolation?
I don't know if it was that or if it was just that's the moment I remember my mom being like, oh, we're leaving. And it was so vague. And I was never the kid who asked questions.
Yeah.
Like I would be like, okay. Mommy, why? I was like, well, bye, man. Be easy. Like, and it wasn't even like my mom had guys in her life like that. Like he was the only man who was, and they were married and they just got like a cute little divorce real quick. Mm-hmm. And that was that. The photos disappeared. We never talked about it. I remember he would call my granny's house, though. That's how the story comes back. Ooh. He would call my granny's house, be like, oh, I miss her. I miss her so much. And like, look, it's over. Now, can't ever talk to Lori again. That's my mother's name.
What's her name?
Lori.
What was the half step guy's name?
Mr. Tim.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Tim.
Perfect.
Such a strange stepdad. Strange response.
Name. What a great half stepdad name. Yeah. Mr. Tim.
Mr. Tim.
What
yeah.
what dissociation?
Yeah, we should have known it was never going to work from the beginning. Right.
For sure.
You can call me Mr. Tim because I'm not going to be here very long.
Right. It's pretty foreboding that you're not going to be the real dad. Yeah, because my real stepdad, I call dad. So,
right.
Yeah. Mr. Tim was definitely a placeholder. And my grandma was like, after she got off the phone with Mr. Tim, was like, yeah, don't you, when you over with a man, it's over, okay? And I was also still 5 at the time. She was like, when you break up with a man, ain't no going back.
And he'll try
this
he'll try
relationship
to call.
Advice is so mature.
It was. I think my grandma always just planned to die young. So I know that's kind of dark. But she was always like, she was always talking about, well, you know, when I go, which was like just a casual thing she would say all the time. So
be ready.
Right. So I think she was like, I gotta give you all the wisdom now.
Wow. That's that so I feel like good. I know so much more about you.
And good
it's
story.
So vivid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you guys have any follow up questions?
I mean,
no, I don't think so. No.
I feel like I'm ready to take this journey.
Okay, let's take this journey.
Thank you for your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
This says it's important. It's important. I'ma think I'ma ignore it. It says it's important. It says it's important. Nah, I think I'm gonna ignore it. Come here, Lacey. Let's go get in the car. Gonna take you to school, not so far. Gonna take you like every single day. I don't care what the contents of this folder say. Let's just go. Get into our routine. That shit is what I think is clean. That's the shit. I'm not trying to be mean. I know I'm new at this, so excuse me if I'm green. Let's go.
It's okay, Mr. Tim. Don't act so drastic. I'm in the side seat putting on my chapstick. Yeah, man, I just gotta laugh. It's so nice and there's like no freaking traffic. Oh, well, it's going really great and the bell is going off at 8, so I have to just say goodbye and I'll wave goodbye to Mr. Tim, that guy.
Ooh, yep. Okay, she's standing on the curb. She doesn't seem to be saying any words. No one is around. Should I find that absurd? Nah, I'ma leave right here, you heard?
Like a half-step dad. Like a half-step dad. Making real drastic decisions that end up real bad. Like a half-step dad.
One out of two.
So I'm just standing there, and I'm just looking really good with my hair and my clothes so flare, and I'm looking around. Nobody seems to be on this school ground. Oh, maybe I should open this. Oh, I've been a dope. It seems that school's done for the day. Well, I guess I'll just go and play near to next to the kid in the closest vicinity. That's just gonna be him and me. Yep, nope, that'll be my plan. And I'll make sure I have the upper hand.
Hey, little kid, huh? Your name is Rick. Oh, and I see just that little kid over there. Oh no, it is apparent that she doesn't have all the freaking single parents while playing with her. Yes, off that shelf. Why? Yes, because she is by herself. Why? 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 I'm just gonna rap over here. I'm worried she gonna get kidnapped.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you wanna play? I'm just sitting here just having a great day. Yeah, you can play, it is not a hassle. Come sit in a sandbox and making a sandcastle.
Sandcastle, yeah, just sit on your fanny. Yep. I'm gonna ask my little nanny over here if it's cool. You can over here, won't be a fool. You can play with us.
Cool, cause I was dropped off at school, but it's not today, so I'm feeling like a fool. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I have managed to mention this has all been in Spanish.
Espanol. Oh, this looks like bull. This kid can't play with you. You cannot play with, but you can play over there, just adjacent. You can kind of be part of our family. Playing with us is not a part of my plan, you see. Yes, you will not be with us. My reasons for this are ambiguous at best.
The jig is up, jig is up. Jig is up, jig is up, sitting up. So I'm gonna go stand over by the swings. Just being right here, just doing my thing. 5 years old, real confident. Yeah, but I'm on this continent. And I don't know where I'm supposed to go next, what location. But I'll start walking, no hesitation.
Hey, I'm the voice in your head. I'm your grandma. I will be dead soon. Yeah, you best respect. Yes, yes, take it to the hex. I'm gonna tell you the stuff. Yeah, I wanna tell you some advice. I'll tell you two times thrice. Be careful with people. They're gonna not treat you like some equals. Yes,
Oh, now it's me, your evil auntie. Listen up to my plans and you should flaunt, see. You should do some shit that gets you in the slammer and do it quick before you get hit in the head with a hammer. Yes, this is what you're doing, fool. I'm your auntie and I'm straight evil. Oh, your grandma gonna die soon, cause she good. I'm gonna be around for a while, being evil in your hood.
Balancing me out, try to put me on the level. Got my grandma as an angel and my auntie as a devil. And I'm just trying to figure out what to do next. I'm so confused, I am just so vexed.
Yes, yo, vexed. You best respect it. If you see a man, just straight out the jacket. Yeah, yes.
My arms go
straight. Don't be
straight.
Fun. All you you gotta do is just run, run, run.
Yes, yes, okay, then my arms go straight and I'm speeding up my pace and I'm running like at a gate that is comparable to a racehorse. Yeah, man, go ahead and put me on a course.
Yes,
I'll be
on your course.
Forced.
Yes, what I think. Also, always check your freaking drink because people will try to freaking like do what Bill Cosby did. That's what I said.
Here's the thing. I think this advice is great, but I want to remind you that I am only 8. Yeah, I'm in the second grade, so I don't think anyone's spiking my lemonade.
Okay, the angel and I agree on this job. Put your hands out and just chop, chop, chop. Just chop, chop, chop till you drop, drop, drop. Finna put your hands out until you chop, chop, chop.
And so I chop, 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 and I don't stop. Yeah, I'm just running like at the top, top, top speed. Yes, indeed, because I'm so good. I am from a different creed. Different creed, different people. Because black people are great. There's not an equal. We're better at singing, we're better at dance, we're better at math, and these are the facts my grandma told me. And so I just keep repeating. Yeah, man, oh man, I'll never feel any
defeating. Okay, I'm gonna butt in. I don't mean to scare ya. What about a woman named Christina Aguilera?
Haven't seen her, haven't seen her. Can you show me a video? Pulling up YouTube quick. Oh,
here you
go.
Here's a video that you can flaunt. Just listen to her about the notes of what a girl wants.
Yes, and also don't be fake. What about the dude Justin Timberlake? Yeah, yo, he's prancing all on the dance floor. You know he's dancing. What about Justin Timberlake?
He's like a Michael Jackson fake. Justin Timberlake. All about Christina. Yeah, man, I'm gonna be into her till I am a teenager. I wish I had a pager so I could just give somebody my location later. But wait, oh man, I just thunk a good idea. I'm gonna go to my uncle's apartment. Yeah, let's start it. Ooh. Oh, I don't want a car hit.
Hey, yeah. Yo, we're beasting, we're crew, and we're posting up. We're next to leasing. Yeah, I know your world. Yeah, I'll give you a tour. I know this little girl. What's up? Hey, what you doing? What you doing? Don't run around. Yeah, don't be doing. Yeah. Oh no, I think she is have some leeway. I see that little girl and she's running on the freeway. Oh, where's she going? She don't be knowing. Yeah, I feel forlorn here. I see her running around. Yeah, she's hiding in the corner. What you doing? What
running faster than the keys of a blogger. See a girl running like she's straight up playing Frogger. No game, she gonna be in pain. If she doesn't make it, we're all gonna go insane. She playing Freeway Frogger. Freeway Frogger. Lacey Mosley playing Freeway Frogger. Playing Freeway Frogger. Freeway Frogger. Got that Lacey Mosley playing Freeway Frogger. Dodge the cars. Increased your health bars.
I don't mean to criticize her, but that little girl, I recognize her. Oh no, it is not fair. I recognize that girl from that little daycare. Oh no, I'll just pick her up and then just put her in. Tell her shut up, get it in the back. Yes, yes, don't be impressed. Don't disrespect. I'll bring you all the way to the help desk. Oh yes.
Wait, wait, who is that guy? Why is he looking at me in the eyes? Oh man, he better have a gun. Oh man, I'm feeling stunned. I'll turn around and run and just make my arm straight. Then chop, chop, chop. Then make my arm straight and have a chop, chop, chop. Alright, I gotta hide real quick, so I'm just gonna sit right here and stick. Just try to be secret, making sure that nobody can see me. Alright, alright, now I've got a dash and I'm just pretending I'm camouflaged next to this trash. I just wish adults would leave me alone, so I'd be hiding underneath this traffic cone. Yeah, I'm just sneaking around, take a couple feet and then I'll just squat on the ground.
Okay. Oh my god, situation, I can no longer fight her. It's me, I'm an aspiring knight. behind the screen writer. Oh my god, my shit is not groovy. I've got a new draft to turn in of a movie. I got a title, make you shout. The title is called Baby's Day Out. I got to reach everyone across the nation. Oh my god, there's my fucking inspiration.
And that's the thing, yeah, what they didn't know is I was actually sneaking across the street right out that window. The guy saw me and was inspired, and then would go on to be pretty decent writer.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
For a decade.
I understand your part. I'm hiding too. My name is Elizabeth Smart. Yes. And I'm fast. I'm hanging with my girl. She's crap.
I'm not interested in you. I'm only interested in Lacey. Your situation looks a little crazy. Elizabeth Smart. I ain't got no heart. This little girl right here, baby's day out. You're gonna play your part. Go away, Elizabeth Smart.
And so I'm walking and I'm walking and I'm walking. Nobody here's talking, but wait. I suddenly hear some talking. Why's that lady over there? Why's she gawking? Wait, right? Hold on. Claire? The lady who works at my daycare?
Yeah.
Girl, how you been?
I told you to begin to go in the back, and then you weren't in my car. Then we went very far, and then you were like, dar, and then you jumped out. I tried to impress. I take you, and I tried to take you to the freaking desk.
Well, and then you ran away. Told me to run away from a stranger, and I thought that you were putting me in some kind of danger. So I just ran and ran, and then I realized who you were, and then I understand, and that's why I came back. Oh my gosh, okay, I'm just gonna get rid of this here camo. Flies, and then I'll get in your car. Where are we going?
You took it off? The gosh.
Oh, are you okay? Yeah. Did you just have a stroke? Or was that just a poorly landed joke?
I'm pretty sure it's a brand. I'm a fan. I'm the fan of the Oshpagosh. Oh my gosh, you didn't know that stuff? It was ruled by Daniel Tosh.
Oshpagosh, you're not killing a bull. I think when you're saying that name, you're missing one syllable. But I'm just a security guard. I shouldn't be criticizing you. That name is rather hard. Little girl, how you doing? Let's get back you to home.
Yes.
Is there a number that you know on the phone?
Sure. I'm just trying to stay calm. If you wanted, we could call my mom.
Okay.
And if she doesn't pick up, not really slim, we could also call the number for Mr. Tim.
Okay, I shouldn't give this advice, but Mr. Tim, the name is not quite nice. I wouldn't get to know him. He's gonna be temporary, and I'm trying to be helpful, not too damn scary. He's probably gonna exit soon. You're gonna have a new dad really, really soon.
That was very invasive.
Okay, you're right. I'm going crazy.
My name is Mr. Tim. I'm hanging out with this cool maid. Yeah, and I'm drinking all this Kool-Aid. Yeah, I'm about to get you. I'm over here just drinking out the pitcher. Because I'm so motherfucking unresponsible. Yes, I am. Don't know how to take care of the fucking people. Not the equals,
Okay, I just burst through the wall. It's the Kool-Aid man, I give your ass a call. Normally I say, oh yeah, but not right now, you dick, son. How can you drink that without fucking mix, son? Oh no. That kind of shit to drink Kool-Aid has really got to go. I'm not proper, you don't see an ascot. I'm just here being an aggressive mascot.
Aggressive mascot, I'll kill you, I'll be knifing.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Tim is straight up trifling. Yeah, I'm take out my dick out. I'm just about to get kicked out of this fucking
dick
apartment.
Out, I'll put you on the land. It's me, another mascot. I'm Toucan Sam. I'm gonna hit you and your bros. My knife is where I follow my nose.
Yes. And in these aggressive tones exchange over in the kitchen, there's a phone. It rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. And nobody's on the other side. So I sang, I'm really sorry, Mr. Guard. Those are the phone numbers. I know my whole address. You can just come up and open my door if you guys have a key. Cause really all I need to do is just go be in my house.
My mom
has a half-stepdad, and she refers to him as a spouse. I think he should be there.
Yeah,
don't you care?
okay, I care, but this is what you know. He didn't pick up, I told you so.
God, you are really, like, getting involved in this in a way that is far beyond your, like, profession.
Fair points.
Up the stairs.
Upstairs.
Upstairs. Elevator ain't working, so we'll go way upstairs.
Upstairs.
Is this your flow? It's not, so we gotta keep going right up upstairs.
Yo, upstairs.
This is what I think I live on five. I'm really sorry. We gotta go a couple down the stairs.
Downstairs.
Right there. Okay. Yeah. All right. I am confident. I am sure you see. Let's open up this red door here that says emergency. Oh man, I know it right down to my core. I'm walking down this hallway that I have been down before. And right there, that's the door. Right there. I'm feeling great. Yep. Right there. That's my apartment. That one. 8H. Yep. What is that yelling from inside? Sounds like one dude and three mascot guys.
Okay, I'm gonna have you hate. It's Tony the Tiger, and your shit is not great. I'll leave you hot up like you baked. I'll serve your ass some fucking Frosted Flakes.
Fuck Frosted Flakes. Nah, I'm about to fight a motherfucking mascot and this fucking tiger. Yeah, I got alarm. I'm killing all these leprechauns from Lucky Charms. Yeah, I'm killing them.
Yo, if you wanna fuck with us, you better stop. Cause these brothers got each other's back. We snap crack. And pop. Yeah, we never gonna stop. We just knocking off top. So you don't even wanna come up to us or you drop. Huh? Yeah, man, we not frisky. I'm puffing up like rice and Rice Krispies. Huh? Yeah, man, you a booger. You enjoy my food with bananas and sugar.
Oh my god. Okay, I just got home. It's me, Mrs. Mosley. It's time for us to roam. Mr. Tim, I don't have much to say to y'all. Lacey, here's a pair of overalls. Don't ask any questions. Just get in the car. It's time for us to go. It's time for us to go a little far. We're gonna leave all of this behind. That'll be rad. The next step, we're gonna find you a whole step, Dad.
Psst. Oh, yeah. Psst. I've got an idea. I'm concerned for your family's well-being. I know that you can see I am just a sentient pitcher of Kool-Aid.
I thought so.
But I am haven't got it made in the shade, all right? Yeah. Ask what I have got. $1 million in the bank from being a mascot.
Oh.
Yeah, I can provide. So I want you to go and be my bride. Please. And just to clarify, I'm the Kool-Aid guy.
I know.
Hey, listen, daughter, voice is in your head. Listen to what your mother freaking said. Yeah, just like an ascot. Wear it around, I want you to marry a mascot.
This is your crazy aunt. Don't do it. Pick another option, pursue it. Yeah, go somewhere else. Don't marry your mascot. Care more for yourself.
Well, I'm at another precipice. Do I put the Kool-Aid man on my new stepdad list? Okay, I know what to do. I look at the Kool-Aid man and I say, I do.
And the security guard from downstairs officiated the whole thing. Because yet again, he kept getting involved way more than he needed to be.
And they served homemade chili. Just don't check the health code on
that. I'm so glad everything worked out fine.
What about Mr. Tim?
So, on a scale from 1 to 10, like how accurate was that to like the real story?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All the way down to like the mascot fight.
Yeah.
The Kool-Aid man is your new stepdad.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid man is my new stepdad. You guys got it right.
Yeah, he was just really fucking high. Maybe that's why he was fighting. It was more like he was fighting his own demons.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Tim.
It is weird to drink your dad, but. We make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what that's like. There's something Freudian about that.
Don't drink your dad.
For sure. I always projected my own father onto the Kool-Aid man.
Interesting.
just hoping that he would burst through the wall. Well, thank you so much for coming through, Lacey. That was so wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
Anything specific you want to plug, Lacey?
Just my Instagram, DivaLaci. That's where I draw my plugs, Diva Lacey.
Diva Lacey.
All platforms, Twitter, everything.
Okay. Yeah, follow her. Her Insta stories are out of control. I laughed so hard. You made a very funny John McCain joke that I thought was just riding the line on in a...
Right. It was postmortem. It was extremely tacky.
It was very funny, though. Just check her out. Just check us out. Dopetown 3000 on all the social medias. Subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Campfire Media. Just Dopetown 3000. Just follow us. Just get with it. Get on the train. Get in the town. And as we always say here in Dopetown, take us away. What's our piece of advice, Greg Smith?
If you're going to drink the Kool-Aid, make sure it's well mixed.
Yeah. Make sure you mix that motherfucking Kool-Aid.
And blue Kool-Aid is the best.
Oh, hot take.
Hot take.
Yeah.
It's red. Red.
Red is... we'll have this conversation off mic.
I hope we cut it at blue. I don't even want to...
Yeah, no, just...
It's going to be... We're going to have a second podcast.
His voice got real high.
Kool-Aid Town 3000 is our secondary podcast. Until next time.
Brap. Brap, 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 brap. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
See you next time. You're
leaving Dubtown.
I'm Max Lasser, the host of The Calories, a 3-episode podcast miniseries about making weight loss easier. After I lost 100 pounds by calorie counting in 2015, I started to realize why the way I was doing it before, just eating healthy and exercising, wasn't working for me. The podcast features experts from Mount Sinai Hospital, Mayo Clinic, and more, and you can check it out October 1st from Campfire Media on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found.
Campfire.